Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Whoever wins nationwide elections, there are two results. Millions of people who are happy and hopeful about the future because their candidate won, and millions of people who are hopeless and afraid because that candidate won. This week on Morning Prayer, we're looking at a basis of hope for everyone. Moses provides an interesting biblical example. He felt divinely led to lead his countrymen out of slavery in Egypt, but the endeavor seemed hopeless. After all, Egypt was powerful and had a big army, and Moses had no experience in such stuff and did not consider himself a leader or an adequate speaker for the cause. He asks God, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" And he gets this response, "Certainly I will be with thee." The outward appearance wasn't good, but here Moses got the assurance that the power of good we associate with God would be with him as he went to free his people from slavery. And because God was with him, he overcame all the difficulties, some of which seemed insurmountable even to his countrymen, and the people were freed from slavery. Where it looked as if there were no hope, the people found hope and success by acknowledging that God was present and by following his direction. People today can be just as sure that God and his goodness are present. No matter what we think of the election results, may we find that presence leading us to hope and success. Amen.